Hello, good evening.
Yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Hello, sir. Great, sir. Are you Ricardo Garcia?
Yeah.
Oh, great, sir. Let me quickly move on. All right. Are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Where?
Are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Oh, great, sir. All right, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislator, and other local offices in November, sir? Would you say you're almost certain you're going to vote? Probably going to vote? 50-50 chance, or you won't vote?
I will vote. I'm 100% certain.
You will vote?
Yes.
Okay, sir. May I know what year were you born in?
1973.
Great. Moving on. We would like to know as well, sir, what is your race?
Hispanic.
Great. All right. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, sir, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I did not vote in that year.
You did not vote. Okay. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, sir, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
A Republican candidate.
Okay. I want to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of a 0 to 100. 0 means very unfavorable. 100 means very favorable. All right, you can use any number between 0 to 100. If you don't know the person, you can tell me as well. Greg Abbott from a 0 to 100.
You said 100 is very favorable?
100 is very favorable. 0 is very unfavorable. 100? Okay.
100, yeah.
Okay, what about Morgan LaMontilla? From a 0 to 100?
I don't know.
No problem. Donald Trump from a 0 to 100?
100.
Okay, Ted Cruz from a 0 to 100?
100.
Okay. Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
0.
0, all right. And Adam Inuhalsa from a 0 to 100?
Don't know.
No problem. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Approve. Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve, sir?
Strongly
approve. Okay. And would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan LaMontilla is doing as state senator? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Yeah, kind of in the middle. Don't know.
You can as well say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And moving on, sir, thank you so far for your responses. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and your candidates were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and your candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, all right. And if the election for U.S. House were held today and your candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote?
Myra Flores.
Oh, okay. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMontilla or Republican Adam Inuhalsa?
Adam Inuhalsa.
Okay. And moving on, sir, thank you for your responses. I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas State Legislator. I just want you to tell me how high of a priority you feel that each issue should be. For example, supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers. Do you feel that's a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all?
High priority.
High priority. What about ensuring access to affordable quality health care? Do you feel it's a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all?
high priority.
Okay. Reforming border policy, do you feel it's a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all?
High priority.
High priority. Okay. And supporting reproductive health care choices for women, do you feel it's a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all?
High priority.
Okay. Supporting South Texas small businesses, do you feel it's a high priority, low priority, medium priority, or not a priority at all?
High priority.
High priority. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislator. After each, just tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. For example, a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border. Would you be much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to support a candidate like that?
Much more likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies? Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Less likely.
Less likely? Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less.
Okay. And a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ community, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Less likely.
Did you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
What about a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban? Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
I don't know.
No problem, sir. What about this one? A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies? Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Less likely.
Would you say somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes.
All right. Would you say that you have WhatsApp and belong to the WhatsApp groups, or you have WhatsApp and only use it for direct messages? Or you have WhatsApp and are part of groups and use it for direct messages?
Just messages, direct groups.
All right. Okay, no problem. And moving on, sir, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong. I originally from California. I live in Texas now. So.
Oh, yes, sir. I was asking, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Okay, no problem. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. All right, sir. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Very little.
Okay. And strictly for verification purposes, sir, the last question by my supervisor, can I just get your first name?
Ricardo Garcia.
Great, sir. And, well, so far, thank you for your time, sir. I would like to know, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note you that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your patience and your time. Your answers were so helpful. Have a nice day, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.